Well, for many retailers, it is on. The scramble to win over back-to-school shoppers. This month is second in importance only to the holiday shopping season. Retailers hoping to move mountains of backpacks, shoes, notebooks. And economists watching to see whether parents buy in and buy. Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor at NPR, has been monitoring this. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
And she's written about it with Andrew Schneider, a reporter from KUHF in Houston, who went out to talk with shoppers. Andrew, welcome to you as well.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I want to start with Marilyn. Just we kind of know that back-to-school shopping is important, but remind us why.
Well, the National Retail Federation estimates that if you put it all together, the back-to-school shopping as well as the college shopping, which can be pretty expensive too, it adds up to more than $72 billion. Mm-hmm. And that's really a lot of money. It's the second busiest season after the holiday season. So for retailers, this is really an important time of year.
The stores are concerned. Andrew, you did some reporting there in Texas about this back-to-school shopping season. Tell us about that.
Texas is now one of 18 states that's declared a break from sales taxes. In Houston, the state and local taxes add up to about 8.25%, so that's a lot. If you spend $100 on clothes for the kids, you need to pull out another $8.25 for the tax. But next weekend, that tax will not be levied, and of course, stores will be offering a lot of sales at that time. But there are all sorts of questions to how effective that is. A lot of economists are concerned that it's inefficient. There's some evidence that suggests that rather than increasing sales overall, it's just moving them around from one week to another. People will simply advance the amount of sales that they were planning on doing anyway by 1 week. And then there are all sorts of questions about the overall effectiveness if you're favoring one group of products over another. Texas, for example, the sales tax break will cover things that really help out younger students, K through 12, things like clothes and backpacks and so forth. But if you're an older student in high school or college and you need to get a computer, there's no break on electronics.
How much is, on average, does the average family spend on back to school stuff?
It's somewhere in between $600 and $700 per family when there are school-age children involved. But if you look at college students, it's higher. It's more like $800-$900 per family because, of course, college expenses are higher. You got to get that nice beanbag chair in the corner of your dorm room, and you've got to have a laptop. So it's the older the kids, the more expensive.
And Andrew, you've been out among the shoppers. What's the sense that you're getting?
Yeah, they're reining in their spending in part because, I mean, they spent a great deal more last year than they had in recent years. You know, they're not going to buy more than they need. One of the odd twists in this I found was something that some of the people I spoke to referred to as the Yogi Berra effect. You have a huge number of people that are piling into the stores for these sales, and that's actually going to be a turnoff for some shoppers.
You know, no matter what economists say about how effective or not the tax policy is, it's popular with lawmakers because they hear from their constituents, both the retail store owners as well as shoppers who want this holiday. So, in fact, just yesterday, the Massachusetts legislature finally got around to passing its sales tax holiday for August 10th and 11th. Now, that's taken it pretty close down to the wire. The stores will have to scramble to get their sales organized and their promotions around that. But in the end, the legislators in Massachusetts realized that really this is very popular and they didn't want to be on the wrong side of their constituents.
Hmm. That's Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor at NPR, and Andrew Schneider, reporter at the Here Now contributing station KUHF in Houston. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Well, that really makes me want to buy some pencils and glue, Robin.
Me
I don't
too.
Know about you.
Spiral notebook. I want one.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, school bell ringing, it's back to school again.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.
All in a row. Now it's a 1, 2, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, and then you lay them straight. 9, 10, back to school again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill. Committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment, local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.